The province is investing money to help Nova Scotia's seniors stay healthy. 39 projects will benefit from $600,000 in funding aimed at offering activities, learning new hobbies or skills, and reducing social isolation. Community organizations like those receiving support through the Age Friendly Communities Grant Program make a real difference in the lives of older Nova Scotians, providing important connections to people and services in their communities, said Seniors and Long-Term Care Minister Barbara Adams in a news release. These connections and activities have been especially critical during the past 2 years of the pandemic. Some of the recipients include the Seniors Association of St. Margaret's Bay, the East Preston Senior Project, and the Eastern Shores Old School Community Gathering Place. And March of Dimes Canada is getting a $25,000 grant to help it expand its after-stroke program, supporting survivors and their families. I understand the need of talking with others who have been in similar situations to see the path forward and to understand that there is still hope, stroke survivor Ronve Yeatman said. I became involved in the community programs with March of Dimes Canada a couple years after my stroke and saw great improvements. I am now trained to be a peer volunteer so I can share my story and offer the help to others. Since 2017, the Age Friendly Communities Grant Program has supported 183 projects with more than $2.1 million in total funding.